My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hi, everybody. Harry Carey here. We've got a great show lined up for you.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
I once took a pair of binoculars and stared at the sun for over an hour.
Why would you do that?
Curiosity, I guess. Heck, I'm curious like a cat. I have a couple of friends that call me Whiskers.
With Andy Dirt Johnson.
Hey, now, kid, we all know that the moon is not made of green cheese.
Yes, that's true, Harry.
But what if it were made of barbecue spare ribs? Would you eat it then?
And Brendan Sprague.
I know I would. Heck, I'd have seconds. And then polish it off with a tall, cool Budweiser.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan. 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube as we are every single morning. Thanks for hanging out with us, watching the show. Appreciate y'all. Somebody asked to know Ken Barkley today. No, Ken Barkley is sadly gone.
You missed it.
He's sadly gone. Welcome back for football season, though. But no, Ken retired from the media industry. He's now a professional gambler. And we will miss him dearly. We will send him random texts asking if lions are traps and probably call him in like a year and just, you know, shoot the breeze with him on the show. But no, he will not be a staple on the show any longer. We have a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Some final thoughts on the game tonight. We have to make our big PP picks here.
Play?
Coming up in a moment. We'll see how we feel about all the games in the Northwest this weekend.
Are you serious?
Let's start, though. You got some NFL music for me? Oh, yeah.
Randy!
Division winners, AFC title game, NFC title game, Super Bowl matchups.
Did we quit on that? The whole football picks? That was a staple for us.
That was every year we did our
that
NFL picks.
That was a sponsored thing.
No longer sponsored, so we don't do it anymore?
So we're not. Yeah. No.
So if you guys, I don't know, you guys want to go like division by division around the world? Or
you're the one that wanted to do this.
Segment,
well, we're
going
to pick them all. Do you want to just run through all of them and give me all of your picks and then go to the next person? Division by division.
Okay.
Yeah. NFC West. Sprague, who you got?
Rams. Ram it.
Randy.
Swag, who you got in the NFC West?
49ers.
Okay. I will also take the San Francisco 49ers.
Hot takes, guys.
Very hot right out of the gate.
Scorpion.
NFC North, Brandon Sprague.
Packers.
Okay.
Packers.
Get off my takes.
Look at you guys just immediately.
Well, we just had a different pick.
Turning your backs.
And on the way up, we're going to buy
hell
a new
yeah,
cap
brother.
Off. There's no turds here.
Because we'll tread they, water. Here's my only. Can I say this
turning
quickly?
Your backs on our guy.
Because if we hang on too long to every pick, it'll take forever.
Man, Campbell.
My only hesitancy on not picking the Lions in the North, and I hope to be wrong on this, by the way. It's not something I'm rooting for.
The Kings of the North.
Brutal schedule.
They have largely survived massive injury problems.
Sure.
The key spots for them, they've been relatively healthy. So, it's the NFL, and their schedule doesn't appear to be easy. Packers a little younger.
I will counteract the schedule. You're not wrong about the challenging nature of it. You know how many outdoor games they play this year?
Not a lot.
Just a couple.
Like, legitimately three outdoor games all season.
The Bears.
The Packers.
Bears and Packers in the division on the road. And I think they only have one not, like, they play at the range. Like, go look through their schedule and find how many outdoor games they have. And Jared Goff's numbers outdoors and in a dome?
Oh, yeah.
Not even close. I will take Man Campbell and the Lions to do it again. NFC South. Who do we like?
I'm going to take the Falcons.
I like when the Congo one comes on. It's just like,
makes you want to Congo with your football picks. I'm taking the Falcons.
How dare you?
I've gone back and forth on the Bucks with this one.
Don't take Kirkers.
I'm taking the Falcons.
Well, we know from my hot take earlier, I'm taking the Falcons. Yeah. But at the end of the season, it will be Michael Penix Jr.
You got big Penix energy.
nobody's feeling the New Orleans Saints. No? No,
I think Spencer Rattler is going to be the quarterback of that team in like 5 weeks.
Rattler's my guy. I, too, will take the Falcons. You know how I feel about my boy Kirkers. They got a good team. Stay healthy. They won the division. They only were almost over 500.
I saw a few
with,
of the schedule rating things, and according to most of them, the Falcons have
very
the easiest schedule.
Saints could be the team that proves me the most wrong this year.
Yeah?
They're one of the worst teams in my mind going in.
Bucks are a pretty trendy pick down there, too. I mean, they were obviously
they should be. They brought
year.
A lot back.
Yeah. Good little team. NFC East, dealer's choice. Where do we go there?
I'm going to keep trusting what I see in the regular season. I have questions of Dallas's defense and playmakers outside of CeeDee Lamb, but I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Yeah, the Cowboys will just pile up wins in the regular season.
12-5 every year, baby.
And then they'll
lose in the first round.
They lay their eggs in January.
Yeah, their eggs come later in the year. They don't lay a lot of regular, unless you take them in a survivor pool, then they will lay a regular season egg on you.
I think there's value here for Philly, by the way.
I do too. This is a weird, like, who do I trust more? Dallas and their failures and their incompetence as an organization.
Dallas is used to, you know, when they, you know, something goofy happens in the regular season, they just seem to be oblivious to it. I think the problem for the Eagles is if it unravels early,
it's going to be too noisy.
It's going to
That's where
blow
you can fire a
completely.
Coach. Yeah, there's bad relationships there. For that reason, oh God, the kiss of death, 3-for-3 on the Cowboys winning the NFC East. AFC West, anybody going outside of Kansas City?
No.
No.
Okay. You write those down.
Thought about it.
Chargers aren't ready yet.
I have the Chargers
Harbaugh
in the playoffs.
Needs a year to get in there and
considered it.
Okay. I think they can make a playoff.
I didn't write down. I wasn't going to do wild card teams here. But if you have
that's
a wild card team in your AFC NFC,
I think the Chargers are a wild card team.
AFC North, Ravens, the reigning champs. Do they do it again?
Yes, narrowly. Because I'm hoping Burrow stays healthy and makes this interesting. Cleveland, like Deshaun saying, I'm elite still.
Still elite.
Like, okay, I'll see that. And sure. Pittsburgh, I think, is the worst team in that division.
I'm going to go with the Bengals. I'm going to have some faith that finally Joe Burrow can play at least 15, 16 games. Jamar Chase will figure it out. T. Higgins, I think, could have a huge year. He's playing for
him and Chase are playing for contracts.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, Chase
hasn't gotten paid
yet.
His.
They just, the
he
Bengals.
Hasn't gotten it.
Because he's got 2 years left and the Bengals don't want to
do it. This is when
it.
You pay him.
I mean, Mike Brown's a cheap bastard. That's why they're not
they
paying
him. They
are
the cheapest of cheapest organizations out there.
Not a good omen for the future, although they did pay Burrow. I too, will take Cincinnati. I think they're kind of my team in the AFC this year with Burrow back healthy. I think they're just forgotten a little bit. Mm-hmm. I love the Marshall Mathers hair. Loaded on offense. And when he's healthy and finishes the season, they're usually in the mix. And so I'm going to take them to win the AFC North this year. AFC South. Are we all buying into the Texans hype to back-to-back win the division?
Yeah.
No.
You're not.
Ooh.
Are you going Colts?
What?
Jags.
Ooh. Damn it, Swigard.
Dirt's been on the Jags since he nailed it.
Don't take my Jags thunder
He's gonna
away.
He's going to die with the Doug Peterson chip. He is just going to go down with that
Get
chip.
Get you one of these, baby.
I will take the Texans.
Okay, Texans. I will take Jacksonville. Very interesting division. Tennessee probably sucks. Outside of that, you tell me the Colts win it, Texans win it, Jags win it. Not really surprised. All of them were slightly above average last year as a 500 division.
I'm a little worried about the Colts.
A little bit worried?
A little, because I like Steichen. What's around him, and what if Richardson is truly awful?
Yeah, what if he gets hurt again, too? Could get hurt again.
What if Jonathan Taylor gets hurt again? Then.
Yeah. AFC East, division you can go any direction. Where do we go?
Miami.
The Dolphins.
The Bills. They will be free from Stephon Diggs drama. And I think Josh Allen will just relax and
just relax.
Take what defenses give him and not try to overdo it this year.
Calm down. I too will take the Miami Dolphins.
God damn it.
To win the division.
I thought you were going to go the Bills.
Nobody's really gone out on a limb on any pick so far. We haven't had any. No, like, I think, Jacksonville, I think, probably the most outlandish pick.
I don't think it's outlandish.
Does that even count? Yeah.
Texans are favored to win it, but I think the Jags are
not
right
by much.
There.
Yeah. Okay. Last but not least, AFC Championship matchup. Who over who?
I am going to go Buffalo over Houston.
Bills over Texans. Okay, swag.
The Bengals over the Chiefs.
God. It's the same for him.
Bengals over Chiefs.
That's why you got to go on a limb like I did.
NFC title game. Who over who?
Packers over Lions.
An NFC North, NFC title
game. NFC North title game.
That'd be pretty fun.
Yep.
Swag.
The Falcons over the 49ers.
Hey, at least we got the same matchup but a different result. I'm going to take the 49ers over the Atlanta Falcons. So
you guys are the same in both your conference championship games. That's so cute.
If you're a 49er fan,
especially
and a Falcon
fan.
You come
with your Chargers jersey today.
The kiss of death. Sprague, do you have the Packers or the Bills winning the Super Bowl?
I have. The Buffalo Bills breaking tables and surprising everybody.
Bills over Packers.
Bills over Packers.
It'd be a fun nostalgia 90s Super Bowl, wouldn't it?
I'm sorry for the jerseys. Kiss of death Bills fans.
Yeah, you never want to be picked. Swag, do you have the Falcons or the Bengals winning the Super Bowl?
The Bengals over the Falcons.
Wow. They're also kind of breaking through. They haven't won that thing.
No.
It's some heartbreak in the 80s and the Niners.
Yeah, I will take the 49ers over the Bengals.
Wow.
Like it's the 1980s all over again.
There we go.
Matchup. People keep praying on the downfall. Maybe this is the year.
I'm not praying on it. I'm just hoping it doesn't happen.
Well, praying is probably not the right word. Predicting the downfall. People keep saying this is, I just feel like
it's
I've
hard
heard
to get
that.
Back there when you lose, though.
No doubt about it, man. Nick Costos, our buddy, you bet. I saw him doing a big bit on that the other day. The number of teams who have lost the Super Bowl largely fail and fall short the next year. The Niners have been at 5 years now where they've basically been in the Super Bowl or the NFC title game every year, no matter who their quarterback is. They got most of the roster intact. Like, that window will close in the next 2 to 3 years unless Brock Purdy becomes a top five quarterback in the league, just because financially it's hard to make that make sense. But I'm just not there on it closing yet, and it's been another offseason and training camp of freaking out. Last year, everybody freaked out in training camp, and then they went into week one in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And the Steelers were a trendy pick. Oh, Niners. And they went in there and just kicked the ass out of them.
They did.
So preview for Sprague in the Line tomorrow, but I think the Niners get it done this year.
The thing about the Niners is interesting is people do keep predicting when that downfall is going to happen. I think I go the opposite way of Acostas, who I really enjoy listening to. He's like, there's no way I'm ever betting them. And I'm like, you're getting 3-to-1 value. It's kind of a ridiculous stance to not just say, put a couple bucks on a team.
Kyle Shanahan's a good coach. Like, they got a good roster. They're going to be in the mix this year.
Can I ask you quickly? Yeah. If Kyle Shanahan got Patrick Mahomes with no offensive line and got that Brady title, and he has a Super Bowl?
Different conversation completely.
I just think it's really interesting that because he hasn't, it's the quarterback thing you said earlier, because quarterbacks haven't won, we knock them. If Shanahan has a title,
yep.
I don't think we're questioning where he is if he's not at the top for people.
No, and also it is, Lillard kind of went on this rant a few years ago, I remember in the NBA circles, but basically saying he was frustrated that the only thing that we value is shit. We act like nothing else matters. Winning seasons don't matter.
Yes.
Playoff runs don't
Fun
matter.
Teams
conference
don't
titles
matter.
Don't matter. Yeah. Like nothing. Getting to a Eastern Conference Finals or Western Conference Finals. The only thing that we credit is winning a championship, and that's the thing that makes me laugh about the 49ers. Of like, yeah, dude, they got a bit of a Bills situation going on right now. They haven't
Definitely.
Broken through and won in the last handful of years. They've been really close. Let's also not act like it's easy to just go to the NFC title game every year.
But that's kind of my thinking.
Because if it was anybody...
Coach Shanahan's in the hot seat. What? Why?
No.
Well, the other problem is they got, six of those trophies in the building?
Five
that are...
Stuck on five, yeah.
Five. They
lording over him.
I've watched my team lose 3 times in the Super Bowl in my adult life. It's been
They were at 1.5-0 in Super Bowls. Now they're 5-3.
Yeah.
Record is slipping.
Yeah,
record is slipping. There you go. Your NFL picks for the entire season. I wrote these down. They're on my show sheet. We'll look back and laugh. And nobody really going out with any kind of wacky, wonky, crazy picks this year.
Well, we didn't do wild card picks, so there could be some wonky,
Very
wacky
true.
Things in there. But
Very true.
Yeah.
It's fun to look at division winners, and we'll laugh at this as the year goes on. Let's get to our big PP picks. A 2-2 start for everybody. Are we bringing the big wood again this week?
Big wood's still in here.
We'll find out next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, a Kiss Your Sister start to our big PP picks. For those who are new to this segment, we're just going to pick the four teams in Oregon and Washington every single Thursday at 8:15.
Hmm.
And so Washington State, Oregon State, Oregon, Washington, we'll pick them every week. We all took the same favorite. We all took the favorites last week.
Yeah, we probably should have been questioning out loud. I mean, actually, anytime you get to 40-plus, it's like...
Yeah, that line closed at 47 and a half.
We just blindly went in on that with knowing nothing about Idaho.
So we all got the same games right, the same games wrong. The Cougs did cover against Portland State. They won by, what, 40?
40. 70 to 30, I believe.
The Huskies covered. They were 27 and a half. They won by 32.
Yeah, 35 to 3.
Your Beavs were favored by 28 and a half. They ended up winning by 23. And Oregon, we know, 43 and a half point favorite, won by 10. So 2-2 starts for everybody in the big PP picks. Mm. Let's start out, and we will go up into Seattle. That is the first game of the slate for these four teams. They play at 12:30 on the Big Ten Network.
Take a bye week, Husky fan.
They are at home against Eastern Michigan.
Yeah.
And this line is Huskies minus 24 and a half.
Are we all taking this? It's Eastern Michigan.
I mean, it was Idaho.
Yeah, but they beat Weber State Idaho. By 35. I don't know if Eastern Michigan's a whole lot better than Weber State.
It was just Idaho State.
Right. If you guys want to go the opposite way, God bless you. I'm not actually gambling any real money on this game. I will take the Huskies with that point spread.
Okay. Swag?
I think I will, too. I mean, I know Weber State is a Big Sky school. You're now playing a MAC school, but... That, I mean...
Who's Eastern Michigan's football coach?
I have no idea.
Exactly. Dirt?
I mean, the idea... I love after we're off of a week in which Oregon almost lost to Idaho, we're pretending as if there's no chance that this game's even close.
No, I'm just saying... I was like, curious just, if you knew.
Like, no, I have no clue. I can't tell you anything about Eastern Michigan.
I didn't know anything about Eastern Michigan football.
Like, didn't we learn last week, though, that like we shouldn't do this to games?
Or we learned your team's overrated.
Or
I don't
my
know.
Team just sucks.
We can see.
I mean, we did it with the Oregon State game, too. That was a 17-9 game at the half.
All right. Are you going Eastern Michigan?
I am. Why not? Give me the Eastern Michigan fighting whatever the hell they are.
The Eagles.
The Eagles. The fighting Eagles. I think I might go some dogs this weekend. Kind of learn my lesson the hard way. I will take Eastern Michigan. Huskies will win the game, but you tell me it's a 24-point win.
But if they don't win?
38-14, and that's your final score? That's a covered spread.
It's 24.5?
24.5. Yeah, you got a hook there. No, you're not changing your pick. You can't go on that rant.
Change my pick.
No,
I haven't laid the money down.
It's already been written down. Next game up, 7 o'clock Saturday night on Fox. We just talked about it a little bit ago. The Cougs at home against Mike Leach's former team. Texas Tech, Washington State's favored by 2 in this game.
John Mateer's going to rip a hole in that butt.
Okay.
Yeah, Cougs by less than a field goal at home on Pirate Day. Yeah, I'll take the Cougs.
Are they actually calling it Pirate Day?
I don't know.
They should. That'd be really funny.
They're going to be housed at the start of that kickoff.
Yeah, this game, this was one of my favorite bets of the weekend.
All the vibes. This is a vibes pick.
Vibes game. They're at home. Fox, nationally televised. Power four opponent. You've been demoted. You're ready to show everybody the Big 12 ain't S, and we can beat this team. And Texas Tech did not look good last weekend. I am all over the Cougs this weekend. Mm. Only getting or laying 2. Love that pick. Washington State -2. Your Beavs 7:30 kick on the CBS Sports Network. They are on the road at San Diego State. The DraftKings line currently on this game is Oregon State -6.
Oh, yeah, this line keeps going up.
Keeps going up in favor of the Beavs.
I think it opened at like 4 or 4.5.
I'm nervous.
It did, yeah. I think it might even have been smaller than that.
Maybe
but San Diego State did not look good last weekend.
Well, the first half certainly was
they scored
awful.
6 points in the first half against a school we've never heard of.
This is nerve-wracking for me, and it makes the segment a little boring if this is how it keeps going. Mm. But I'm going to take the Beavs and hope they can separate themselves and win by 10.
Okay.
Yeah, the one thing I think you're pretty confident after watching the opener is they got 2 running backs. They can run the football if all else fails, and I think they can do that against San Diego State and cover a touchdown.
You take that, Hank, and you jam it down their throat.
You run the ball.
That's what you do.
And you run the ball again.
Be careful, Aztecs.
And you run the ball again. Although San Diego State did hold mighty Texas A&M Commerce Lions to only 1.9 yards per carry.
Do you brag about getting into that?
34 carries for only 63 yards. So feisty run defense there.
Out of the South
for the Aztecs.
It's like in a movie, you'd be like, hey, Harry got into A&M. What? And then you go to the party. It's like, well, it's A&M Commerce.
A&M Commerce. The line, their logo looks like a Game of Thrones character.
That's and I not should, a real school, right?
It's not a real school, no. I should also add to the addendum here, they were trailing at the half.
6-3.
6-3.
Yeah.
And then outscored them 42-8 in the second half. The depth of San Diego State, you just don't discount.
What's a rebuild for Sean Lewis.
It is, unquestionably.
And I think they have good fans, but it's a rebuild, so I don't think those fans will be as hostile. It'll be cooler, too. Won't be as hot in the day because it's a night kick, so that's a benefit. A&M Commerce sounds like the fake high school that Netflix did a doc on.
Yeah, with Bishop Sycamore or whatever.
Yeah. That's not real.
I'll be curious, too. I don't know how much hype there is down there in San Diego for the Aztecs and Oregon State.
I think when they're good, there's some hype, but I don't think they're good this
but,
year.
But San Diego's a great destination, I imagine.
A lot of Beaver fans, you would think, right?
Making the trip down. School's not in. I could see students road tripping, too.
Dude, it's not a week you really need to pay attention to college football in anyway.
No, it's a really bad weekend.
So if you go on a road trip, this is the road trip.
I think there might be a fair amount of orange and black in the stands, too.
Wouldn't be surprised by that at all. I am still a little concerned about their passing attack. They didn't have to show us much in week one. And San Diego State's not going to be able to bottle up the run completely for Oregon State. They still have a very good offensive line.
Yeah.
But I didn't leave that first game overly impressed. It was a dogfight in the first half. They eventually pulled away, but Idaho State had some plays to be able to be made. I think San Diego State's better than that, so I will take the Aztecs to cover. I think Oregon State wins, but you tell me it's a 27-24 game, something like that. I think Oregon State wins, but I will take those points, getting them +6.
The San Diego State, so I just looked it up. Danny O'Neill is their quarterback. 214 yards. Against A&M Commerce.
Throwing the ball?
I was just curious what the passing attack was.
They ran the ball a ton in that. Yeah. I mean, it's Texas A&M Commerce.
They had Marquez Cooper had 223 yards on the ground.
Last but not least, the Peacock game on Saturday night, right here on The Fan as well. 7 o'clock, Oregon hosting Boise State. Now, this line has fluctuated a ton. The current line via DraftKings that we cannot gamble but should be able to gamble, it opened at 18.5. It has been bet up. According to Vegas Insider, it opened at 18.5. Been bet up to 20. Oregon -20 is your current line on DraftKings.
That's right at a line. And I'm not going to blame either of you for maybe taking points here. I have one more week. One more week of me thinking the Oregon that I thought in my head was going to be their week one and didn't show up redeems themselves. I think matchups matter, and I think Boise State's probably better than Idaho. However,
Idaho's a bad matchup for us.
However, Idaho is such a run-heavy offense that I think if you can limit Ashton Jeanty,
you should be able to run away with this one. So I will give Oregon one more week of benefit of the doubt, and then I will be questioning spreads in every game going forward. I'll take Oregon minus the 20 and a half.
Minus the 20 to win by three tutties.
Three tutties.
Swag.
If he can run it up, he will run it up.
Oh, they will.
He's pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I still think I think the Ducks might get out ahead 30 at some point, and then he's going to want to get the second and third units the reps that they didn't necessarily get in the Idaho game.
Uh-huh.
This screams backdoor cover to me.
Okay.
So I will take the points. I'm looking at Alan A. The over-under is 61.5. I think the play is the over.
The over is the play?
Well, I mean, they gave up 45 to Georgia Southern. Yeah. You should be able to score. Be able to, maybe
Oregon
50.
Should be able to score into
yes.
the 50s.
Yes.
Yeah, this is one. I mean, I can't blame anybody for feeling either side on this. I tend to lean your line of thinking of like, one more week. You got one more week. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on
shame
me.
Shame on me, yes.
Fool me three times, you won't get fooled again. And I will take Oregon to cover the spread.
Until you pick them next week against the Bees.
Then I have to. And then if we struggle this week and don't cover, that's a straight-up pick next week.
No.
You're not getting any points.
Get out of here with
we're
that.
We're struggling. We can't be. We're struggling with Mountain West and Big Sky teams, man. You're not getting any points.
The talent composite
the mighty
difference.
Bees? Come on. Play it straight up. You need strokes? You can beat us straight up, can't you?
You coward.
All that trash talk in the offseason? You guys chirping from over there? Play it like a man, bitch.
Well, if we slaughter San Diego State and you struggle Boise State, you're probably
going to... I'm getting points. I'm 1.5. I'm getting points.
Get out of
give
here.
Me points. I will take Oregon, minus a 20. There you go. Our big PP picks. We love doing that segment, and we will do it every Thursday. We'll joke about all the games we get wrong, and we'll pick them again next Thursday for the Week 3 slate in college football. The NFL is back, baby. What do we feel about this team? Final thoughts on them. We'll dive in a little bit more in tonight's matchup between Kansas City and Baltimore back after this. Well, I do have a question that needs answering. If my university wins a national championship in a TV show, do I get to count it? Does that count as much as the Huskies fake half a title?
Well, it's not fake. It's real.
Does that count? We go halvesies, halvesies. Chad Powers wins one. Fake Huskies title. Even up?
Well, no, but you get to brag that you had Glenn Powell in a Duck uniform.
So this is
the hottest movie star in the world rocking a Duck uniform.
This shows how unplugged that I am. This is really embarrassing
to admit. I was shocked you didn't know this.
I don't even know who Glenn Powell is.
Twisters?
I haven't seen it.
Top Gun Maverick?
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen either.
He is.
Is he like the hottest thing right now?
He's
the
big deal. Tom Cruise and Ryan Reynolds.
It's that big of a deal.
He is the biggest movie star in the world right now.
So this, I guess, it's almost like a Ted Lasso thing.
You've not seen anything with Glenn Powell in it?
No, I don't think so. I'll look up his IMDb.
No pictures, no TMZ. No.
I mean, I've heard of the name. Like, I genuinely, I guess
he's like an all-American looking guy, great looking dude, the new action movie star, but does some comedy stuff too.
And that's what this is. So I had totally forgotten about this. So there's pictures that have been surfaced online of him wearing an Oregon Duck uniform, which ironically I think are the uniforms. Now, a lot of connections here. I believe they're the uniforms that they wore when they blew a 40-point lead to TCU in the Holiday Bowl, which is like, thanks for that memory flashback, but I'll have to go cross-reference that. They also were filming this in Atlanta at the Falcon Stadium, but he has a Rose Bowl patch on the jersey, which what are we doing here?
Green screens.
Green screen. We're just playing this in at the Atlanta Dome, but it's a Rose Bowl patch. Like, let's connect the dots.
Film everything in Georgia's cheaper.
So this is, it almost feels like a Ted Lasso thing, because remember, Ted Lasso started as a spoof on European League soccer.
On SNL.
And it was, and all of a sudden, Sudeikis made it into a TV show. And I remember the announcement, everybody's like, this is, why, that's a TV show?
I remember trashing that
this
on the
so
air.
Stupid.
Of like, this is not going to succeed. What are we doing?
And now they have another, they're coming out with another season. Everybody's back, and I can't wait for it, because give me more of it. I love that TV show.
Same here.
So Eli Manning did the Chad Powers thing a few years ago where he went to, I think it was Penn State.
It was an open tryout.
Open tryout, and he put the long hair on and a mustache, and he was Chad Powers trying out for the team.
30-year-old quarterback.
They're now making this into a TV show, and Glenn Powell is Chad Powers, and Glenn Powell is a washed-up former quarterback, and I think what they were filming are flashbacks to his days at Oregon, and he's wearing an Oregon Duck uniform.
And this is the genius that your school gets that a lot of schools don't understand. Marketing 101. Be seen and be talked about.
Yeah.
And this is what they are. This is why people root against them, is because of things like this. They always find themselves in the conversation or being a part of the conversation. And I saw this I get jealous of good marketing, and this is genius. Like, who cares if it's even just a little flashback in one episode? The fact that you got Glenn Powell in a uniform makes me jealous and wonder, how come the Beavs didn't make that happen? I love Glenn Powell in a Beaver uniform.
Have you seen Twisters or Top Gun 2 swag?
I saw Top Gun Maverick.
Saw, okay, the new Top Gun.
I have not seen.
So you're familiar with Glenn Powell's work.
So you know Glenn Powell?
Yeah.
He is the incredibly good-looking dude.
I do know who he is.
Yeah. The hunky dude in the movie that's flying the jets.
He's the guy that makes you go, oh my God, is Tom Cruise mad that this guy's on the movie?
He's stealing his thunder. Is that what you're telling me?
He's kind of the cocky, sniffing, up-and-coming jet pilot who's incredibly good-looking.
Well, if Chad Powers wins a natty at Oregon, I'm counting it, man. That counts.
He's got Hitman. That's on Netflix.
Okay.
I want to say it's a Netflix. Netflix only. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I will scroll through his IMDb. I'm curious if I've seen anything that he's actually been in. I'm sure that
I don't think you have.
He's
not that
big.
Old. So he's kind of new to the scene.
Those are two movies that are on my list to watch, but I just have not done so yet. I'm not good at catching up with shows and movies, and I always say I'm going to go watch that, and then months go by, and I'm like, hey, I still haven't seen that movie, and then it becomes a thing where people yell at me about not seeing movies.
Have you seen Oppenheimer yet?
I have seen Oppenheimer. I finally did Oppenheimer.
Have you seen the Barbie movie?
I never saw Barbie.
No.
Never did Barbie.
Surprised you didn't do like a date night with the wife at home watching that.
No, I should have seen it in theaters. I finally watched Oppenheimer when I was on leave, and I'm pretty sure it took a total of 14 hours to watch that movie. Because it was when we were on, he was crying and fussy.
Stop
and so we like 45 minutes, and we're like, all right, I got to go do something with the baby. And then you sit back down, and then you're tired because it's 8 o'clock at night, and you go to sleep, and then you keep it up the next day. So I finally got through it, but it took a long time.
It's probably a good thing that you don't know, but like also, I got to admit, it's a little shocking to me that you didn't know who Glenn Powell was.
It's totally fair. Totally fair. I'll accept all criticism there. That's on me. Right hand up. That's on me. But he is, that's a new TV show. Those pictures are out there. We are a couple of days away from an interesting opening game in the NFL, and that is Bo Nix getting his first start on the road in Seattle.
That's team captain Bo Nix.
That's right. He is a captain now. I always love that that's big news that, you know, is there a starting quarterback in the NFL that's not a captain on their team? Can we play with that fun game instead of, like, of course he's a captain. He's a starting quarterback.
I think there was somebody last year that wasn't a team captain.
Was there?
I don't know. Who would it be?
Because that to me is, that's the headline, not rookie quarterback is named. Every quarterback is a captain for their team.
Is Kyler a captain?
Yes, I guarantee you Kyler Murray's a captain.
There was somebody like a year or two ago, and I was like, oh.
We'll see if the
quarterback's not the team captain.
Can help us there. No, I don't.
Sam Darnold a captain?
No.
I would imagine he is now that he's the starting quarterback and he won the job. Like, that's what you do. They just get the C automatically. They just sew it right onto the jersey, whoever is the starting quarterback.
Let me look at the list of all 32 teams.
Yeah, see if you can find a quarterback that's not actually a captain. But I'm more interested in the other side of that on Sunday as well.
Oh, Falcons last year. That's who it was.
Oh, well.
Desmond Ridder was not going to be the
touché
team captain.
Touché. And the team that they're playing in Seattle, as they come in as nearly a touchdown favorite in their first game of just, I don't know, it's just a very interesting year for them where they have a new offensive coordinator. They have made, Pete Carroll was such a staple there for what, 15 years, 14 years, however long he was in Seattle, wins the Super Bowl, gets to another one, consistently really good organization. A lot of that structure is still in place behind the scenes, but you have an unproven head coach, an offensive coordinator from the college ranks. You're not quite sure what your long-term plan is at quarterback, but you've also made moves on defense, and you address it again in the draft, last year in a trade, and in free agency. And so I find Seattle to be a very interesting team in an NFC that might be a little bit more open than we think. I know some people disagree on my Niners take and think that they're going to tank this year and they'll suck. Some people are high on the Rams. Packers might be that team. Like, NFC seems open, and I'm curious what Seattle can do to make noise in it this year.
Well, they're kind of a sleeper pick, too. There's people that are out there. I think Peter Schrager picked Mike McDonald to win the coach of the year. If that happens, that would tell me the Seahawks are a division winner, or they're damn near close, who are going to make the wild card.
They were 9-8 last year and 9-8 the year before.
And I kind of have them in that ballpark, an 8-9, 9-8 type team that might make the playoff or might lose a stupid game. They're interesting because it's a new regime. It's the first season without Pete Carroll since like 2010. I really like Ryan Grubb. I thought what he kind of developed with DeBoer, I'm fascinated to see what that looks like this year. Smith and Jigba, what kind of step does he take this year? Because I think Lockett's probably on his last year with Seattle. I think his contract is ending. And I like Tyler Lockett a lot. He's had a great career. But it feels like his play is dipping just a little bit. And so it's a Smith and Jigba opposite DK. Those are two big-bodied dudes. What does that look like?
Lockett will be the odd man out
Kenneth
there.
Walker back again. And let's the offensive line. The interesting thing with Seattle is they're restarting everything regime-wise.
And Geno, still the quarterback.
Yeah.
They haven't been put in a position. Very rarely you lose a franchise quarterback the way they lost Russ, and you can kind of just skate by without it. They haven't needed to. Geno's been fine. Now, I know his season last year wasn't as good for people, but as, you know, real serious NFL pundits or analysts will tell you, last year wasn't a Geno problem. It was poor offensive line, injuries, defense was awful. Yeah. You know, there was a combination of things that people don't place fully on Geno. I think many Seahawks fan, this is my guess, would tell you they don't view Geno as like a true 10-year franchise guy. But I think Geno Smith with the Seahawks, people don't mind it until they're forced in a position to have to pick one. So yeah. I'm not convinced that's Sam Howell either. I don't care what John Schneider says publicly. Not convinced it's Sam Howell. If McDonald can get that defense to improve even a decent amount, Reek Wolin having a kind of a comeback year after having a bit of a down year, we know Witherspoon's going to be really good. We'll see what Murphy is as a rookie. It's brutal to lose Nwosu.
Yeah.
But if they can be improved defensively, that's a team that's definitely going to make a lot of noise within their own division and in the wild card race.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because DK Metcalf was doing an interview the other day talking about their offense, and he gave the quote, basically, of their philosophy this year is going to be physical and run the football. And that's the identity that Mike McDonald wants to have as a head coach. And
he's a John Harbaugh disciple.
He's a John Harbaugh guy, and he's a defensive coach, so let's not throw our defense back out there and go a quick three and out with three incompletions. And it's unique because you look at Ryan Grubb, and he's most known for what he did at Washington last year and airing it out and all those wide receivers and spread them out and sling the rock with Michael Penix.
But what was underrated about that
their
offense?
Rushing game in big games. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And so they said when they took over, he came into the first offensive meeting and said, we're going to run the damn football and that's going to be our philosophy. And so we'll see if that identity
set up
starts
to play
Sunday.
Action and then drive the ball down the field, not dink and dunk. I think that's, you've got Metcalf, you've got Smith and Jigma. You got guys that can get open down the field. So, and Seahawks fans are not accustomed or demanding of having, you know, the Hall of Fame quarterback. I mean, you look over the years, there was Zorn forever. And
not a lot
of Hasselbeck took him to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they know they're not winning a title. It's, I mean, you're not winning a
title.
Well,
I guess what I would say
won their title based on a running attack and defense.
In defense, yeah.
So I don't think having,
but Russ was
having
different.
A good enough quarterback for them doesn't preclude them in their minds from being competitive for a Super
Bowl. I guess the counter I would say to that, too, is, and I don't know how differently we felt, and the early success of his career was better than what Geno Smith did, but I mean, this is kind of what the Lions turned into, right? Like, Stafford won it out. It was time for a breakup. They traded him. They got Goff back. When that trade happened, everybody thought, okay, Goff's a placeholder for 2 years, and then they're going to move on and find their guy. They were really bad. They were a bad team. Drafted better. Got Penei Sewell. Slowly rebuilt things. Aiden Hutchinson was, the number two overall pick? And then you look up, and they're on the brink of the playoffs and a playoff team. So Jared Goff probably has a higher respect level than Geno Smith, and that probably definitely does.
Yeah, Goff is better than Smith.
But but 3 years ago, what were we saying about Jared Goff? He was given up on by the Rams, and everybody thought, this guy's a wash, and he's done in the NFL. He's going to be a backup, and now they find themselves as one of the front runners in the NFC. So I'm not saying Seattle's going to do that this year, but I think if you were a Seahawks fan looking for the optimistic angle, that's the angle that I would have gone of. Team that got rid of their franchise guy, got a guy that another team gave up on. Let's see what we can do with him. Built the roster around him. Don't need him to be everything, but is there enough in place now to be a playoff
team? What's the ceiling with a Geno Smith-led team to you guys? Because I kind of view it as get to a wild card, but not necessarily win it. If you do, okay. But
ceiling is a divisional round team. I think you can get to a wild card round, win a game.
You think they're that capable this year?
I'm not going to pick it, but it wouldn't surprise me. If that makes sense. Like, I wouldn't gamble on it, but it is also the NFL.
No, I get that. But going into it, do you feel like they're a divisional team?
I would not pick them to make the playoffs this year. Yeah. I would not. Swag playoff team this year?
I think they need a lot of things to go their way. Health being most among them. They're already missing their best pass rusher.
Also, what does a division look like, too? Yeah. I mean, do the Niners take a step back, or are they the same team?
Are the Rams?
Right.
Yeah. What are they without Aaron Donald, the Niners, in this run that they've had? And
could be a tough division, too.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm just most curious. Offense, I'm not so much concerned about, despite how I feel about Geno. Mm-hmm. It is, how much better is Mike McDonald going to make that defense? I have questions about certain positions on that team. And only time will tell.
Fun little opener, man. They're a 6-point favorite at home against Denver. Bo Nix, not great success in his career in Seattle, so he gets a chance to redeem that. And Seahawks play their first game Sunday right here on the Fan.
Which fan base is more optimistic about their team, Denver or Seattle? Because I think Denver fan, because of preseason action, has talked themselves into some funky stuff this year.
Yeah, there's definitely a part of that.
Bo Nix is 70%+.
Look how good he looks against third stringers.
Yeah. Well, Sean Payton finally has his guy.
I think it's just the hope and optimism of a rookie quarterback. Every fan base that has, like, Washington feels great, Chicago feels great, Denver feels great. We got our guy, man. We got our guy. That's first game on Sunday. Let's wrap it up with the final thoughts on Thursday Night Football. The NFL is back tonight. We got a poll question. We'll answer those results. And we'll close it up next on The Fan. Oh, it feels so good, doesn't it?
That's the GOAT.
Feels so good, man.
It's the best one of all of them.
It's going to feel different on Sunday. I can't wait. Tomorrow is just going to be a jumbled mess because we're going to have Kansas City, Baltimore to react to. We're going to have to spread the line. I need a win tonight. I need to get on the board. I'm not even on the board yet.
You're 0 for 2?
I'm 0 for 2.
I got one pending on tomorrow night's game, which was kind of a mistake. So
I took Penn State to cover. That did not happen. West Virginia to cover against Penn State. And I took the under in Miami, Florida. And Miami damn near got it on their own. So, you know.
This is why he stays away from college,
not two
I guess.
Dogs.
This is it. So I need.
Markin.
I have the under tonight of 46.5. That was my last spreading the line pick. So like I'm rooting for no points tonight. Punts.
24-20.
I'm perfectly fine with that, with a Baltimore win.
27-20.
So I got a game on the line tonight. We're going to have that Friday night game. We're going to have all the Oregon-Boise hoopla. Big weekend for our teams to go get some wins this weekend and look good doing it. So we got all that to break down. Tomorrow's going to be a jumbled mess. Final thoughts on tonight's game. The line, 3. And the over-under, 46.5.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of probably lean the under. It's week one. There's a lot of hype. You know, he's coming a little rusty, but I'm just looking forward to a Lamar-Patrick duel. This is what we get once a year now, it seems like. I'm excited about it. It's going to be great to have on my TV. And look, Mahomes is winning all the titles, all the trophies, all the contracts. I'm rooting for Baltimore, I think.
Definitely
tonight.
Rooting for Baltimore.
I root for the Ravens to win this game. But also, none of this matters, win or lose.
No.
Do it in the playoffs.
It's a regular season game. Yeah. They were debating earlier this morning on First Take, does Lamar need to win tonight? If he wins tonight, are we going to say he's better than, like, no. What does that even mean? No. So, Aggie, you like a line? I'm going to stay away from gambling the game. I like
Me
Baltimore.
Too.
I'm going to root for Baltimore, but I don't know if I'm going to take a side.
Yeah,
here.
I don't know. It's... Yeah, I want to see how Derrick Henry, how they implement him in, how big a role he will have, how much that takes off from Lamar Jackson having to scramble and run on third and shorts as much as he used to. I want to see if Worthy, how the Chiefs work him into the offense.
How about Zay Flowers? Fumbled last year.
Yeah,
had
redemption
a great
game.
Rookie season. Yeah, a little bit of a redemption game for him. And do they abuse the opposite side of Trent McDuffie?
Yes.
In the secondary.
Where do they attack?
Yeah.
Can't wait, man. NFL football is back and it feels good. Chiefs and Ravens tonight. NBC and Peacock. 5:20 kick.
And Dan Lanning on at 4 o'clock today.
Dan Lanning
at
4 o'clock with Isaac and Suk to preview the Boise State game. So that'll come up. We will have a lot of thoughts on that game tomorrow, the full weekend slate, recapping what happens tonight. Eagles and Packers, it's going to be a loaded football Friday. That will do it for us, folks. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you like the video. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. Thanks, everybody, for being a part of our Thursday. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.